Welcome back to Pembroke Investigations. The mystery is deepening and the danger is closing in fast. This is a serialised audio drama, so if you haven't started from the beginning, we recommend you go back. There's a lot beneath the surface, and it's all starting to come together. Previously, Charlie followed a trail of a stolen amulet and a missing museum staff member, Jamie Sinclair. But the deeper he dug, the darker things became. Connections to the Abbey, to Bullskin House, and whispers of the occult began to emerge, and just when Charlie thought he had a lead, it all went sideways. What started as a case about a theft has become something far more sinister. Charlie was ambushed at the cemetery, taken by figures cloaked in shadow, caught in something that feels less like a crime and more like a ritual. This week, Charlie finds out just how deep this goes, and whether he can make it out in one piece. So settle in, stay sharp, and enjoy episode 10 of Pembroke Investigations.
Where am I?
Duke and Welch of his hall of the lords, his serpent coils beneath the night, and the light of the star shall be the guide, renewed through sacrifice, through blood, through will.
What the hell? Let me go.
Love is the law, love under will. By the will of the stars, we call forth the serpent to rise from the depths, to awaken the light in the darkness. We offer this blessing.
No. What are you talking about? You're insane.
Abracadabra. The completion of the great work is upon us. Through the spilling of blood, we are reborn. We invoke Dilemma.
No! Stop! You don't have to do this!
Police! Stop what you're doing!
No, it's too soon!
Charlie, hold on. I've got you.
Grace. I saw Anna. Father Oswald. They were here.
I didn't want any of this. I swear it. Maura Thompson, Anna, Jamie, Elena, they're the ones who planned everything. The amulet, the ritual, all of it.
And you, Father? What was your part in this?
I didn't do it for them. I thought I could control the ritual. Guide it. Divert it.
Control it. Divert it. You're a priest, Father Oswald. Why would you ever involve yourself in something like this? What did you think you were guiding?
You don't understand. This town, it's suffocating. Decades of faith, of servitude, but never any change. Never any real answers. I thought, maybe, through the ritual we could unlock something greater. Something beyond the confines of the church. Alistair Crowley's writings, he spoke of power, of connection to forces far older than any doctrine. I thought, perhaps, we could find redemption through it. A new truth.
You thought a human sacrifice would lead you to redemption. That's what you're saying.
No, I swear, I didn't know they were planning to go that far. I thought we could stop it before anyone got hurt. Use the ritual for knowledge, not blood. Maura, she convinced me we needed to save the inn, save the town. And Anna, she was obsessed with the amulet. They twisted it into something I never agreed to.
And when it spiralled out of control, you just stood by. You let them drag me to that altar. Let them nearly kill me.
I tried to stop it. I thought, If I helped them just enough, if I played along, I could still stop the ritual before it went too far. But Mora, she was desperate. She thought you, Charlie, were the final piece. She thought your death would seal the ritual's power. I never wanted it to end this way. I swear on my soul. I was trying to protect you.
But it did end this way, Father. Now people are missing. Mora, Jamie, Anna, where are they?
I don't know. After the ritual, they vanished. I haven't seen them since.
The whole town's buzzing, Charlie. No sign of Anna, Jamie, or Elena. All three just vanished. Their homes are empty. Left like they were planning to return any minute.
Yeah, but no one's heard a thing. Just up and gone. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, Mr. Pembroke. PC Bennett. Is everything all right? I heard the rumours. Is it true? Anna? Jamie? Elena? They've all gone.
Unfortunately, yes, Claire. We've been trying to piece together what happened, but there's not much to go on. Have you heard anything?
No, nothing unusual. Well, not since the robbery. But Anna, she's been distracted. Not herself these past few days.
Distracted? How so?
She was always so passionate about the museum, you know? But lately, she was distant. Spent a lot of her time in the office on the phone. She didn't even tell me what she was working on, and she always shared everything.
Did she mention Jamie or Elena to you at all? Were they acting strange too?
Not really. Jamie, well, he wasn't around much, as you know. I didn't see him the last couple of weeks. And Eleanor, I only ever saw her in passing when she came by for Jamie. But something was definitely bothering Anna. She seemed tense, anxious.
Did she say where she was going before she disappeared?
No, she just didn't come in one morning. I thought she was taking a personal day. Now, I'm not so sure. Do you think it has something to do with the amulet?
It's starting to look that way, Claire. The amulet, the robbery, it's all connected. And now Anna, Jamie and Eleanor are missing.
We'll find them, Claire. But if you remember anything at all, let us know.
I will. I just hope wherever they are, they're okay. You know?
Something's not adding up. If they're really all in this together, what's their end game?
Never supposed to be like this. I needed the money. Our business, our home, was failing. We were drowning.
So you plotted to kidnap Charlie to save your inn?
It wasn't just about the money. It was Anna's idea. She promised me everything would be fine. She said we could control it. The power of the amulet, the rituals. To her, it was all some sick game. But I needed it. I needed it to survive.
You shot at me at Baleskin House, didn't you? Took the rifle from the abbey.
It was me. Anna, She convinced me that you were the only thing standing in the way of completing the ritual. She said that if you figured it all out, everything would fall apart. She said once we had the amulet's power, we'd be rich. We'd all be rich.
And you believed her. You believed that some ancient amulet could fix all your problems, so you shot at him. You nearly killed him.
I wasn't thinking straight. I panicked. Anna said it was all under control. She promised me. She said she'd pay me, help me get out of debt. I just wanted to save the inn, to save everything. When you got too close to the truth, I didn't know what else to do. So I grabbed the rifle.
And what about the ritual? What did Anna promise you there?
She said the ritual was the key. The amulet would give us power. She said it was more than just some museum piece. She talked about Crowley's teachings, about ancient power. I didn't believe it at first, but the desperation, the fear of losing everything, it made me believe her. She said we could control it, that no one would have to get hurt.
And yet, here we are. People are missing and you nearly killed a man. Where's Anna now, Mora? Where's Jamie? Elena?
I don't know. After the rituals started going wrong, after you found out, everything unraveled. Anna, she ran. Jamie and Elena were in on it too, but they're gone now. Disappeared. I swear I don't know where they are.
And the amulet? Where is it?
Anna has it. She took it from the museum the night of the break-in. I thought it was over when you started investigating, but she kept pushing. She said she'd pay me, that we could still make it work. But now it's all falling apart.
Take her to holding. We'll deal with the rest.
So Anna planned all of this. Used Mora, Jamie, Elena. And now they're gone. With the amulet.
We're not done yet. Anna's out there. And if Mora's right, she's still holding all the cards. Need to find them before this gets any worse. We'll find them, Charlie. Anna, Jamie, Elena, they can't run forever.
Yeah, maybe. But what happens when we do? What then?
We bring them in. They're responsible for all of this, and they need to face the consequences. Whatever Anna was after, whatever they were trying to achieve, it doesn't change what they did. You know that.
I'm not sure I even want to know what they were really after, Grace. The rituals, the amulet, it's bigger than we imagined. Some things, maybe we're better off leaving them buried.
Maybe, but you know as well as I do, things like this don't stay buried for long. We've only scratched the surface.
You're right. Anna's still out there. Whatever her endgame is, it's not over. Not yet.
You've got that look again.
What look?
The I'm thinking about doing something reckless look.
I don't want to let this go, Grace. We've come too far, and I can't walk away now. What if you and I team up? I could use someone with your instincts. The Force has got you tied down here, but if you ever want out of the uniform, I've got room for you.
You offering me a job, Pembroke?
I am. This isn't just some run-of-the-mill case, Grace. It's deeper than we know. And I think we'd make a good team. You've got the mind for it, and we both know Fort Augustus doesn't need you half as much as this investigation does.
Leaving the Force for you? Huh? I thought you said being a private investigator was all cheating spouses and missing pats.
Yeah, well, turns out I've got a bit of a knack for getting into the strange and dangerous. Could use some backup.
I'll think about it. But first, Anna. We need to find her before she pulls whatever stunt she's planning next. She's not the type to just disappear quietly.
Agreed. She's out there, and whatever she's after, she's not done yet. We need to get ahead of her, find out where she's hiding, what her next move is, before this spirals even further.
If anyone knows her patterns, it's you. We'll start with the places she used to go. Look for any signs she might have left behind. People like Anna, they think they're always two steps ahead, but they slip up. They always do.
Tomorrow, we start tracking her. We're not letting her get away with this.
Damn right. We'll find her, Charlie. And when we do, this ends, one way or another.
Thanks for listening to Pembroke Investigations. That's a wrap on the season, and what a journey it has been. We want to give a genuine and heartfelt thank you to our incredible cast, whose voices brought this world to life, and to you, our listeners. Your support, enthusiasm, and willingness to follow us into the shadow means everything. We truly couldn't have done it without you. For exclusive extras, behind-the-scenes content, and updates on what's coming next, visit www.pembrokeinvestigations.com. And if you'd like to help us creating more stories like this, consider becoming a patron. For as little as £5.50 a month, you'll get early access to episodes, bonus content, and other special perks. Join us over at www.patreon.com/inkinpause. We'll be back soon with more twists, more shadows, and more secrets. Because here at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.